Fuel prices today are out of control. Performance mods are expensive, and today I'm going to show you a method that increases propulsion without touching your motorcycle. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. Look, riders have tried everything. Lighter exhaust, ECU tunes, aerodynamic tweaks. But what if I told you there's an untapped performance upgrade that's been in your kitchen this whole time? Today, we're talking about a completely overlooked propulsion method, legume-assisted thrust generation. Yes, beans. Let's break it down. When you consume beans, your body begins a complex biological process, one that produces pressurized gas. Now, normally, that energy is just wasted. But if you could harness it, you see, motorcycles rely on Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So in theory, if you create enough rearward force, you move forward. I conducted multiple tests using different bean types. Black beans, smooth delivery. Pinto beans, mid-range torque. Black beans, high output but unpredictable timing. At approximately 45 miles per hour, I initiated the system. Immediate results. Subtle at first, but then I experienced what could only be described as a biological turbo spool. Let's talk numbers. Estimated thrust increase, 0.0003 horsepower. Fuel savings, technically none. Rider confidence, questionable but rising. But here's the real benefit. It's renewable energy. You eat, you produce, you accelerate. That's a closed loop system. Now, obviously, this isn't without its risks. Passenger complaints will increase by 300%. Leather seats may retain memories. And at stoplights, eye contact becomes complicated. Also, full face helmets, recommended. Trust me. If you're serious about maximizing output, you'll want to consider a proper fueling strategy. Pre-ride burrito loading, strategic meal timing, and most importantly, commitment, because hesitation kills performance. All right. If you made it this far, you're either deeply concerned about your riding technique, or you've realized this might not be the revolutionary breakthrough you were hoping for. Happy April Fools. But hey, fuel prices are unreal. And while this might not be the answer, ride smarter, smoother, and more efficiently, that will actually save you money. And probably won't cost you your riding buddies. Unless you try this anyway.